If you have a candle that went out and now you want to relight it, muta lachtach roish apsila kadei shenoich lidolik. You let it cut off the top of the wick so that it should be easier to light. So you take off some of the ashes from the top of it. Ramos says, b'shiyuri shemen upsila mutarim afil b'yontav hachal shabbos oish shnei yom tatoim shalosh shana. If you have leftover oil and wicks from the previous day, even though the day before was Shabbos, we learned before Shabbos can't be mechin. The yontif, and over here, it is omitted because basically just leftovers from Shabbos. It wasn't something that was made from Shabbos, just leftovers of something that started to be used on Shabbos. Maisa, the Mishabur, says there are opinions that are machmer in this case where it was lit on Shabbos and using leftovers on yontif, and the chachila toiv lahachmer. We're talking about a case where the wicks were lit the first time before Shabbos. And therefore, the fact that Shabbos was mechan for Yontif, because when it went out on Shabbos, the first time you can use it again as a burnt wick. But if the big wick was burnt from beforehand, then the fact that you lit it on Shabbos really didn't change the wick at all.